A gunman forced his way into Westwood Hills Elementary School in Waynesboro Wednesday morning, shooting one staff member before dying of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The employee was treated and released. Students evacuated safely. The superintendent said the protocols worked. Watch whether that framing holds as details emerge, and whether it lands in the fall school security funding debate at the General Assembly. A federal judge blocked Virginia's new ICE restrictions one day after they took effect, keeping existing local sheriff agreements with federal immigration authorities in place while the lawsuit proceeds. If Virginia appeals to the Fourth Circuit, this becomes a national test case on how far a state can curb local immigration enforcement. Separately, 14 lawmakers are pressing Governor Spanberger to call a special session on the $67 billion Dominion-NextEra merger before September ends, because if she does not act, the SEC's statutory clock runs toward an automatic mid-January decision. In Virginia Beach, a judge held the school district in contempt for failing to destroy disciplinary records tied to five Kellam High School students, ordering nearly $7,000 in attorney fees and threatening a $1,000-a-day fine starting September 2nd. That meter, if it is running, will show up fast in a fall school board race. Two ways to give back this week. In Northern Virginia, Centerville volunteers with about an hour on Friday mornings can pick up and deliver food pantry donations, Friday mornings only. In Hampton Roads, Gentiva Hospice is looking for volunteers who knit, crochet, or sew to make items for hospice patients. For the full briefing plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.